Welcome to RevCast, the Civilization podcast focused on its console platforms. I'm Joe B. Reeves.
Dan Q. L. Thrasher.
Grayson.
For the introduction, I'm going to go alphabetically by username of first-time co-hosts. So, L. Thrasher, would you like to do the introduction to the show?
Well, I'd be happy to, but maybe Grayson's better known among the multiplayer. All right, I'll do it.
You are judged on this, by the way, completely. Just to be as nervous as possible. You would be graded. Your payment will reflect your ability.
Oh, really? The payment? Yeah, what does this pay anyway?
The love of the community.
Checks in the mail.
Accolades with a capital A.
Awesome.
Awesome with a capital A. Talking about the differences between single player and multiplayer, I think when everybody starts, they're going to want to play the same strategy that they have played in single player.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody probably played single player first. So what are the differences that you face when you start to play the multiplayer game in the single player fashion, and how did you change your strategies as time went on?
Well, when I first got on, I kind of laughed at the strategies I used to have, but I realized that people are a lot more aggressive than the AI. Generally do things a lot more intelligently than the AI. They get to the right techs. The AI has a very kind of set tech pattern that doesn't really go after great bonuses, whereas people online are going after irrigation, code of walls, and want to get to navigation first just to get those great bonuses. Also, there are a lot of rushing tactics that the AI just cannot pull off. They just don't do it. The AI works on balance, whereas human players, or good ones, always manage their workers. You've got to get used to the Zulu rush. You've got to get used to horse rushing. You've got to get used to people dropping in units off boats into your empty cities. And you've got to learn to expand. When I first started playing against the AI, I could be deity just winning these long, long games where I only had like 5 cities. And I really wasn't expanding. I was just kind of playing the turtle method. Maybe if I got to tanks, I would kill the rest of the people. But if not, I'd win a technology victory. But that's just really making things hard on yourself. And when I tried that strategy online, it really did not work. All of a sudden, I see people coming at me with a horse army in 12 turns, and I don't even have more than one warrior in my cities, and that's not going to work. I see people building 10, 15, 20 cities in the first 50 or 60 turns, and I'm getting killed in tech and killed in all the other areas. Basically, whenever I got beat, I tried to see what were they doing and, you know, what was I doing, and realizing I need to do everything faster, more efficiently, spend less time on buildings and tech a lot more in a more concentrated manner and expand.
I had some similar experience. Played on Deity a lot, and I read a lot of forum posts and strategies before I even got online. And in fact, when I first started to play online, I had kind of a bad router that would drop my signal all the time, so I couldn't really play. I enjoyed the single-player game. In fact, I still do. It wasn't until I got a good router, and then I was pretty experienced in single-player, and I had heard about all these Zulu rushes and horse rushes and things like that. So my first Civ was the Greeks, because they start with hoplites and can defend pretty easily. And I won a surprising number of games with horse strategy early on, which is something that you can still do now, which is why I encourage people to go and get online. You might end up against a top player and just get crushed and not even understand. But if you play a few games, you will probably find people your skill level.
I was actually going to ask that. If somebody who'd never played the single player for a while, could they jump on right now? Do you feel that they would actually get a fair shake, or is the community so strong right now that you're going to get your butt handed to you right when you walk in?
All over the place.
There are people that pick up the game all the time.
Right.
People who maybe never learn. There are some people that I have played several times and kind of lose spectacularly to me fairly early on and don't seem to be learning from their mistakes. But if you play a few games, you will probably find a match to your skill level.
Right. I would interject that there's definitely people online that can win some matches even if they can't beat Deity against the AI. But I would recommend getting yourself up to the level of beating Deity just so you can maybe have some moderate success online. Because if you can beat Deity, you're probably going to win at least almost half your games, or have a chance to if you know all the game mechanics.
So in general, even with the advantages of Deity, your better players online are far beyond that.
Oh, yeah. Deity is, like our friend Morta Eterna says online, Deity is like chieftains us.
That's a first shout-out, by the way, everybody.
Well, he's contributed a lot to the game. Eventually, you learn how to beat the AI. The AI has patterns. If you build more than maybe 8 or 9 cities, you're almost guaranteed to win if you know how to tech and how to rush.
Right, because we all know that higher technologies, lower technologies. Like, if somebody's got legions and you have tanks, it's no problem. You're golden.
Right. They don't have a consistent way of attacking. It doesn't seem all focused in and concentrated. They'll attack you with one unit and then wait for the next turn to attack you. Whereas online, you'll see players, when they want to kill you, all of a sudden they're dropping off of a cruiser, you know, 5 knight armies and an archer army to protect those. And all of a sudden you're like, crap, what am I going to do to defend that? That's an attack. The AI, they'll send a legion army against your riflemen in the modern era and basically just upgrade your defenses.
We're not trying to make people who are still struggling with Deity.
Oh, no, not at all.
If you are, then probably you just need cities out faster. And that's, I think, the number one thing that causes people trouble.
Or play this game more fanatically. Because we all lost to Deity at first. Alfred Ashram plays probably a little bit more single player than I do right now. But online, the AI is set to king difficulty. And so it is a little easier. So if you can conquer a king, if you know how to beat them militarily, you know, domination-wise or tech-wise, you're going to beat the AI online. It's the human players you got to worry about.
People who don't know, for all game online, will have 4 human players, 1 computer player, always. A head-to-head game would have 2 human players and 3 computer players. If I start off and I find that I'm really close to the AI, it's great, because I'm going to get a free city.
The AI is going to die online eventually, and so you want to be the one killing it, especially in head-to-head. But also their city is empty for 5 turns, and then after those 5 turns, they move a warrior out, and then for the next 3 or 4 turns, all the way up to 3100 BC, AI capitals are usually empty. There are some tricks to getting it empty again, but usually they're easy targets, and in head-to-head especially, AI gets obliterated by horses, Zulu warriors, just simple warrior rushes. If you don't take them out at first, it's a good idea to get legions or catapults or knights and get them before your enemy gets them.
Just free city is good, unless it's going to get culture flipped or someone's taken over right away or something like that.
But there are other gameplay things, like militia don't rise up in empty cities.
Oh, that's painful.
You can use militias right away on galleys, online, and single player, you can't use those.
The Blitz and March promotions are a little messed up online. Blitz is the promotion that lets you do something twice per turn. And in single player, if you earn the Blitz promotion, you can immediately move again. Online, you cannot. But for some reason, you can when you get March, which you cannot do on single player. So sometimes, if I'm attacking a city or something like that, and I get a choice between Blitz and March, March is the better choice if I want to try to finish that immediately, and Blitz is the better for the long term.
There's lots of little differences like that. That may not be interesting to other people, or may not make a big difference on the overall multiplayer style of play. There is also an unranked matches handicap for players. You can set it to a 20 or 40% handicap, which is equal to Emperor.
You can do end of handicap, too.
Oh, yeah? I haven't tried that. I don't play handicaps.
I haven't played a lot of unranked either, but yeah, it's there, I'm pretty sure. That would be painful, though, to have a negative 40% handicap. It's going to take you 7 turns to get your first warrior. Ouch.
I might be able to take you guys on in that case.
Well, bring it. I guess. Teams is a lot different online in multiplayer. Basically, you have an alliance with them. You can't attack your teammate's cities, and you're going up against another team, and there's one AI civ that's its own little team. You're always at war, never at peace with anybody but your own teammate. You basically share the researching of technology. And basically the good strategies are to sneak up to get on the microphone with your teammate and say, okay, we're going to research bronze working now. And so you put 4 on science and I'll put 4 on science and we'll get in 3 turns instead of the normal 5 turns. And if your teammate has researched a technology, then your other teammate can research it in 1 turn and get that technology. It's a little different style of play. I don't prefer teams because it is almost like a different game because the teching is synced up that way. But it is a different format than you'll find in any other part of Sigurd. I I got one more. When people are jumping from single player to multiplayer, the thing they're not used to is waiting on the other guy. And I'm sure that's the same way in the PC sys. On single player on Civ Rev, you end your turn, then another turn begins. Where in this game, online, there's a timer from whenever anybody finishes their turn. In head-to-head, it goes really fast. In free-for-all, typically, lots of times you're waiting a full minute or 2 minutes, or however long it takes for turns to go. At first, I had a lot of impatience with free-for-all, and so I played a whole lot of head-to-head because it's faster pace. I'm not waiting on three other guys, I'm just waiting on one. And so people have a little trouble kind of managing their time, being patient enough with the other person to finish their turn, but also using the timer to your advantage. Like doing double moves, doing a move right before the timer ends, and then right as the timer begins for the next turn. Drop your units off a ship right next to their city at the end of one turn, and then attack the next turn. I think the timer and getting used to having that involved in the game is something that's tough for single players.
Well, I think it bears mentioning that the turns are simultaneous.
Right.
So everyone can move at the same time. It's not like you get to finish all your moves and starts, which would probably be awful. Then the game would take forever. So it's good they did this way. But if you and someone else come to a barbed hut that has two flags and you attack it first, you probably just made a big mistake. Then that other person should off and get the gold or the caravan or whatever's in there.
Is there always a timer in multiplayer that's not a choice, that there is, or can you play it without a timer?
In unranked, you can have no timer, slow timer, fast timer.
Yeah, I think the 30 seconds, a minute, 2 minute, no timer.
It's a comparison with the Civ 4. Because of the timer, and you mentioned about the end of one turn, or right before the timer, moving a unit in, and at the beginning of the next turn, making sure that that's what you're going to do first before the other person has a chance in their turn to do something, you end up with a little bit of kind of real-time strategy tactics in that way. And there's nothing you can do about that. It's just one of those things.
Right.
It happens in Civ Rev 2. There you go. I knew it.
But the annoying thing is, if you come face-to-face with your enemy, basically a test of reflexes, who's going to attack first? Say, if two horse armies come towards each other, horse armies have bad defense, but great offense. And so it'd be like attacking 6-3, who's going to push the button first? If you have just completed technology, or if you have an advisor popping up at the beginning of the next turn and have to select something, or have a barb threatening you randomly, the other guy's going to attack you and kill you. A frustrating thing.
My solution to that is just to try to be better prepared.
Definitely.
Have the units in place, have the cities and the technologies and what I need, because I hope never to have to come up having a barb randomly me or change my research to something I don't want
right, to
prevent me from acting quickly enough.
But it is frustrating for a strategy game to come down to reflexes after that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want to do a shout-out of your gamer tags and your PSN IDs on here, feel free.
Yeah, I'm El Thrasher. It's pretty
unexpected.
Happy to play with just about anybody. Sometimes people see some of my posts online and ask for instructional games, and if I have the time, I'm pretty happy to do that.
Let's see, my PSN IDs, G. Grayson, and then Anorak, A-N-A-R-A-K. And then on Xbox, I have Amazing Grayson, Test Grayson, and Dark GGM.
You actually have three live accounts?
Yeah, I have three live accounts.
Are they gold?
Yeah, all for different reasons, but yeah, to test out strategy.
Gosh, you pay $150 a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
SivRev, it's a great game. I've saved so much money by not buying other games because I just want to play this one.
Exactly.
I've even bought games and then just not played them because I only want to play SivRev in my free time. I don't $150 a year for gold, but if I had a good reason, I would, because I'd probably save $300 by not buying other games that I would enjoy, but not as much.
Same here.
That's fantastic.
I'm the same way. I bought a couple games, and then I tried to get into them, but I was always drawn back to Civ Rev, so I just don't play any other games other than that. I spend less money on gaming now, even though I have more online accounts and pay for them, than I did before I was playing this game.
Information about Revcast, Sibling Shows Polycast, and Modcast, or about Polycast in general, log onto the series' official website at thepolycast.net. Record date, August 9th, 2009.
Civilization Revolution Sounds Clips, copyright Take-Two Interactive.
Copyright 2009, Civilized Communication at civcom.net.